Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. So we've got a bit of council cladding chaos in the countryside, and this really shines an example of the issues that we're going to be facing moving forwards. And this is all to do with heritage and things like damp mold, all that sort of stuff. It's really a blend of heritage and sustainability, because what people are starting to find, and this isn't everyone in every single home in the UK, but what people are going to be finding a lot more is that when we're trying to deal with how things look and then the suitability and sustainability of these things, it is almost chalk and cheese, apples and oranges, however you want to describe it. And there's a case study here of a chap in Wiltshire, which is southwest Englandish, if you're not overly familiar with where Wiltshire is. I think it's southwest anyway. It's maybe west of England, so to speak. Point being, he's been told he must tear down £32,000 worth of cladding that he put on his home to treat mould after a council ruled that it looks unsympathetic to the area. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be anti-council and go, well, the council are right, this guy's wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say this guy's wrong and the council are right. I don't know the full story, and what you read in articles and papers might not always necessarily be what's being portrayed. So I'm going to try my best to sit on the fence here. What this guy done was that apparently his home, which is, by the looks of it, 19th century, sort of cottage style, two floors, got a chimney at either end, looks quite nice. What he's done, he was getting very concerned about the effect of black mould on his family at their home. Now, black mould is a killer. I think it's the second biggest killer in homes after fire. He claims that he was granted planning permission in 2009 for works that included an extension and the replacement of the exterior render of the home. Finished extension on time, rendering of the original home was delayed, although 10 years after it started, it was able to be completed. Now, I'm going to guess that there were no issues planning-wise with that, because sometimes it depends on when you get started, etc., etc. Now, what he done, and this is where he could have been in the wrong here, but I'm not here to point fingers, is that for energy efficiency and to combat existing damp issues, what he done was fitted the building with insulation, external insulation, prior to it being rendered. Now, the council don't like this because it meant that the walls project further than the eaves of the roof and the coping stones on the verges. What I'll do, I'll put a link in here so you can see the photos for yourself. Should also point out that this home is in a conservation area as well. I'm going to assume that the chap knew this, but he might not have done, I don't know. So the council were throwing their toys at the pram, saying, well, it's affecting the, you know, the look of the home, and this is unacceptable. Oh, by the way, we're going to give you 6 months to remove this environmentally friendly cladding because we don't like it. He said that the council refused to engage. He got given an enforcement notice in February 2023. And he is holding his hands up saying, yeah, okay, you know, it's not my intention to make all these, you know, to make mistakes. It's not my intention to upset anyone. But can we... you know, I'm willing to change the colouring. Can I have a chat? Let's talk about this. And apparently he is being met with nothing from the council. So we've got someone here that has quite possibly made a mistake, and that's saying, he's holding his hands up going, look, mate, could have made a bit of a boo-boo here. Let's work it out. Don't want to be on the wrong side of the law. I've done it for a lot of reasons, you know, probably unintentionally. But the council just stonewalling him, pardon the pun, because it's a stone property. And this is where the apples and oranges and heritage and sustainability comes in, because this gentleman's also claiming that by putting this installation on, although it's changed the appearance of the home, and again, it's in the conservation area, et cetera, he's also claiming that actually it's actually got rid of the damp, it's actually got rid of the black mold. And if I want to go down this route of heat pump, or we want to go down the route of, you know, things like heat pumps and all these electric only systems and whatnot, then we need properties. We need homes that are going to be suitable for that. And as we've said on the podcast before, you've got to have a certain type of property for it to be suitable for a heat pump. Not every property is suitable for a heat pump. But if you then get into the realms of, well, you want to change your property or you want to change your home and you want to make it suitable for a heat pump, but then you're battling the council because you might be then battling the council in terms of conservation areas, like this gentleman is. You might be then battling the council with, generic planning permissions as well. And this is where the councils are going to be looking at the heritage a lot rather than the sustainability. Yet we've got this overarching drive from Westminster about the sustainability of, think net zero, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it doesn't seem to be a blend between the two. It seems to be like you can either have one or the other. It seems impossible almost to get a blend. And I think this is going to be quite problematic moving forward. And again, this is exactly what this chap says as well. He is saying that this is unacceptable. I don't like what's happened here. I'm willing to work with the council. If I've made a mistake, I made a mistake. But the council aren't willing to work with me. They're just throwing a rule book at me, going, no, not happening. So as I said at the start of the episode, I don't really know. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, this gentleman's right, the council are wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say the council are right, this gentleman's wrong. I imagine both of them have made mistakes throughout the course of this process. But it does raise an interesting query about heritage and sustainability. Because, as we say, we've got this drive from Westminster about, eco-friendly, 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 yet there's not a one solution fits all. What happens a lot with Westminster is they will then give the power to the local councils. And when you get a bunch of dinosaurs in front of the, that run the local councils, you get all the issues like we're seeing nowadays. You're getting all these bankruptcies, you're getting things that just don't make a lot of sense. And I don't know if it's just me, but it just seems like the only country this stuff can happen in is the UK. It's absolutely crazy, to be honest, to think of it. So I'm hoping that this gentleman gets it resolved. Again, we'll put a link in the show notes as well, because it is an interesting article to read and go through. But very interestingly, is it does bring up this issue of heritage and sustainability. And as I say, I'm sure both him and the council have made mistakes in this. I'm not here to point fingers, but there's got to be some good news out of it, and maybe things can become a bit more proactive. Because to me, it seems like this guy has actually inadvertently solved a massive mold issue, and wants to do right for him, his family, and lower their bills and that sort of stuff. And the council don't like it because the walls seem to have protruded the eaves, and that goes against the conservation area. I think this needs to be a bit of give and take here, and it seems like the council don't want to do any of the giving, just want to do all of the taking, which seems a bit unfair, in my opinion. Go and check out the article though in the link in the show notes. Please do subscribe to Property Nomads. Do subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. The content on there is completely different from the podcast. Thank you very much. Have a good Easter. If you managed to listen to this before Easter, have a great Easter weekend. See you in the next episode.